We need 6,000. We need 3,000 across the border.
The clubs have reached a decision on the site of Super Bowl 48.
The real vibe was when I saw women at the first movie.
Stupidity and boredom. Stupidity and boredom.
This is not funny.
I like Wiener.
Famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here until 1 o'clock on the West and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and of course, it's through the looking glass we go, where truth is our bitch. 877-876-PHIL. BP is allowing a live look at the oil leak, and we're going to be talking here this hour with Raj Faneen. Mr. Faneen is an engineer, a consulting engineer, and has a consultancy here in Southern California, and we'll be talking with him. He is a native of Alexandria, Egypt. As a matter of fact, has done a great deal of work in oil exploration and well development in the Middle East. 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. You head over there right now and check out a live feed of the show. You can watch us perform the show, and you can also post comments on our live news feed. You can watch archived video. You can listen to archived audio, and you can go into our archives for all kinds of material, philhenryshow.com. Mr. Raj Faneen joining us tonight from West Los Angeles. And this BP oil leak that we have talked about off and on in the program now for, well, ever since we got back from vacation, looks like they're going to be trying something called a top kill. And Raj, thanks for joining us tonight. You know what that is?
Thank you.
What is a top kill?
It's mostly taking a composite material and plugging the hole with it. Some people would call this a junk shot. It's not a junk shot because it's not exactly just take any kind of junk, you know.
I know. If somebody was saying a junk shot, it makes it sound like they're just throwing garbage in there. But they're trying to plug the hole with a variety of small pieces of material, right?
Yes. You're going to use like the plastic if you can. Material is flexible enough, you know, to take up the space, expand the space. Cement is also going to be used to plug this leak, mostly cement. So it's quite a difficult operation because of the depth that they are working at. This is not necessarily been tried the depth before. They put what they call the top hat.
Now, the top hat, is that the dome?
So it's the different top hat is the different from the dome. The top hat is a lowered down. And there is a piping, a type of valve, a tubing is going to take this excess oil and put it onto a tanker ship or some other kind of vat or some other kind of storage unit, you know.
Raj, let me ask you about this leak and British Petroleum and the work that you've done. Now, British Petroleum has come under attack as having either dragged its feet or just simply not being skillful enough, knowledgeable enough, good enough to take care of an accident, to take care of a problem, a malfunction that they themselves are responsible for. You've done work with these different companies. How do you see this?
You know, this is example of a level of incompetence that I would not abide. You have to understand that from the part, the technology that I worked in, and the part of the world I worked in, that the oil is nationalized. Is not owned by individual company. And this is what comes of an individual company owning this lease right, well right, an individual company which is not prepared to drill this kind of well. Now you have to understand that the Arab people And the Arab company, obviously, are much more experienced at drilling oil than the Western company. That this is an example of the incompetence of the Western company, because they are drilling in places you don't necessarily say, I'm going to drill underwater or drill in these places that are difficult to drill. Arabs and the Arab people, more experienced, far better at drilling through this product, you know.
Well, what you've just said there is you said that BP, first of all, a private company, is never going to do it as well. You come from a part of the world where the oil is nationalized.
Yes, that's right.
And also that the Arabs are better at drilling for oil than the Western countries. Is that what you said?
Well, yes, sure. Because if you look at the history of the development of oil, the oil industry and the discovery of oil, it primarily is in Arab land. Is where the oil is Arab land, Saudi Arabia, the different Emirates, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait. These are places where the oil is drilled. And these are Arab countries and Persian countries too. They are way better because they've never had this kind of accident. There's never been this kind of tragic accident.
Well, you're right. I mean, that I know of, other than when Saddam himself opened up all of those wells.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's a crazy man. It's an insane man to do this. But there's never been this kind of accident from this kind of incompetence, because this is the kind of incompetence where this bastard goes out into the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Yes, sir.
And these bastards go into the Gulf of Mexico. This bastard, BP, British Petroleum, the well that they drill is too deep, and this dumb bastard says, let's go down and drill, and this well blows up. This never happened in the Middle East.
Okay. The word dumb bastard, yeah, I just heard you refer to them.
Yeah, sure.
Is I know you say it just is a normal thing. It's generally taken as kind of an offensive thing. It's a little harsh, the language, you understand?
Oh, yeah, sure. But no, this, it means like these guys, you know, you say your company, these guys. But but it applies to this petroleum, BP, that dumb bastard went down there, you know.
Okay. Are you telling me that British Petroleum was stupid for drilling where they drilled?
Oh, sure. If you listen to what would pass for an expert in America oil drift, they will say to you that the BP is a dumb bastard to drill that deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, it was a very deep well, yes. And I don't know that they'd ever drilled that deeply. I you know, I haven't really looked into it.
Well, it is the bastard. Look, if you do a talk show, you need to know this. This is a very deep well.
No, I know it's a deep well. And you're telling me it's deeper than any well that's ever been drilled.
Yes, the deeper than. And the BP think they're going to win a gold medal. You know, look at me. I drilled a well. It's so deep. Look at me, you know. But this bastard drilled this well. Now it blows up. All the oil is coming up. You never see Arab oil drilling that a dumb bastard like this, you know.
And the words "dumb bastard" come to you pretty easily.
Well, if you feel, you know, look, you look at this problem. This is the most tragic thing.
Absolutely.
This is the most tragic, that a group of people engineer in one of the biggest oil company in the world. And the stupid bastard blows his well up, and now the Gulf of Mexico, full of oil, is a waste.
I can't disagree with that, okay?
The Arab, you get the Arab to drill, would never happen.
Let me explore that with you. You say the Arabs are better at drilling. Why do you say that?
I say simply the track record. If you look in America, they have the phrase, your track record. Meaning what you've done.
Right.
And look at that in the Middle East. There's no stupid bastard saying, I think I'm going to drill in the middle of the Arabian Sea. It's a stupid thing to say this.
Say that again.
I said it's stupid.
To drill where?
To drill. I said, there is no stupid bastard in the Middle East who's going to put an oil well in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Okay, I understand.
It's stupid.
I understand, and I understand that it's nerve-wracking for you.
I just want to, you understand. Why? And this is what I see. And so, you know, excuse me, but these stupid bastards...
But look, Raj, I want to take a break, okay? And we'll get back. But what you're basically saying is this was a stupid well to drill.
It's a stupid well to drill because this BP is a stupid. See, you know, BP is a stupid bastard, you know.
BP is stupid. It was a stupid well to drill. And also, Arabs are better at drilling than Westerners. Are you saying that Arab companies should come and drill here?
Oh, yeah, sure, but they're not going to let them drill because America is not going to let them drill, you know. So there's a stupid bastard he's going to drill in the Gulf. No, I don't want you to drill in the Gulf. Let's hire this Arab company to come to America to drill, but the stupid bastard won't let me drill. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Phil Henry here with Raj Fanin. 877-876-PHIL. So... essentially, what's happening in the Gulf with BP is a, in Raj's view, is a very, very, very ill-chosen spot to drill for oil, an incompetent group of people drilling, and the fact that this kind of a problem would never happen in the Middle East because Arabs are better at drilling for oil than Westerners. And he also, of course, made the comment that they've never had this kind of a tragedy in the Middle East or in Iran, in that part of the world. Our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk to Raj Fanin, an engineering consultant here, about where the next move is to be made in the Gulf. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Raj Fanin. We've talked to Raj at length in, on past shows about technical issues as well as issues involving, the hands across the water, business, culture, and so forth. And talking about the BP explosion. This explosion took place where, Raj?
The explosion, the BP...
The rig.
The explosion was about 5,000 feet. This is 18,000 feet deep.
Right. 18,000 feet, that's 3 miles.
It's very deep. You said 3 miles. They say, give a cookie to the man, you know. Because, Phil, you are now officially the smartest man I've spoken to about this BP. This bastard I would not trust if I said to this dumb bastard, how deep is the well you dug? And if this dumb bastard said, three miles, holy gee, I give the man a cookie, you know.
Well, what are you saying, that the BP engineers and the guys working on this thing are just stumbling idiots?
Well, let me ask you a question, my friend. What is going on in the Gulf right now?
No, but are you saying...
No. What is going on in the Gulf right now? What do you see?
There's an oil leak.
There's an oil leak. Give the man a cookie. You call these guys brain surgeon. I don't call this brain surgeon. I call this a dumb bastard. That the BP is a stupid bastard. Drill this thing 3 miles deep. Explosion 1 mile deep. Men die. And they say Arab... don't drill oil good. They drill oil better than they do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. as we speak to Raj Fineen about the BP oil leak. Here is Sam in Mobile, Alabama. Sam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen.
Yeah, I wanted to just talk to this fella just a minute and let him know that it was Westerners who showed the people in Persia how to find oil, how to drill for oil, what to do with the oil. Also, this is not...
What do you mean show them how? Are you telling me I don't know how to drill for oil?
The Westerners... The Westerners showed them years ago how and where to find oil in Persia. It was people from the United States. It was Western civilization.
Everybody know where does the oil come from? It come from Arab. Everybody know Arab drill the oil, and we drill better than the West. We don't have this oil explosion. We don't have this pollution.
They have oil explosions.
Do we?
Yes, you should.
There's no oil like this.
All right, hold on. Let the gentleman talk. Go ahead, Sam.
When they have problems like this in other parts of the world, they will send explosives down there to collapse the leak, to collapse the problem. This is not that deep a well. They drill considerably deeper wells in the Gulf of Mexico. They drill considerably deeper wells in the North Atlantic. I personally worked on a supply boat that went way further than where this rig is out in the Gulf. So this is not...
How many feet down, though? How many feet down?
It was in a hell of a lot deeper water.
Well, you got to give me a number, my friend. I know you go way out, but that does not necessarily mean deeper.
Well, I'll tell you what. With the electronics on the boat... It would not register the bottom. Not saying that there's not a bottom, but the electronics on the boat that I worked on would not register the bottom, and it did register the bottom at 5,000 feet. That ain't
what?
A mile deep.
What do you mean to register the bottom? I'm talking about... See, Bill, look, I understand the Spanish said that maybe they're deep, but what I'm saying to you is you got to be the dumbest bastard alive to let a well blow up at 5,000 feet. You got the 18,000 feet. You see what I mean?
I want to ask you. Let me ask you guys a question, if I could. What about what Sam is saying about the explosives?
You can't. You're not going to drop explosives that deep because, first of all, it's a high pressure. Now, the high pressure at 3 miles. Is going to significantly restrict the concussive and explosive effect of your of your explosive. So you're talking at 3 miles.
They do it over there in Persia. They do it in the Arabian Sea.
Not at 3 miles. They don't. Not at 3 miles. And look, you do what you need to do. You do what you need to do, my friend, but I tell you this. If you're going to put explosives down there, you're going to blow the whole ass end out of it.
What does that mean, blow the whole ass end out of it?
You got the, you put explosives down there, you're going to create the pressure to push the oil up someplace else, and you're going to blow another 5 guys up a rig, maybe a mile out.
And that
it's gonna, they're gonna blow the hell out of. Oh boy!
Well, I don't know. All right, listen. I appreciate your phone call very much, sir. 877-876 Phil. Here is Brad, also in Mobile, Alabama. There's a lot of people working in the oil business down there, Raj. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, that the gentleman Raj. I don't think he's got his facts straight on this being the deepest well that's ever been drilled. That Deepwater Horizon, the well they drilled before this one was. I believe 35,000 foot down. And it
what?
Was,
30, that's 7 miles. You're telling me 7 miles?
Yeah, 35,000 foot down. 10,000 foot of water.
That's impossible.
Why is that impossible?
You don't. First of all, if you're going to go 7 miles down, you need 7 miles of a coop.
I've carried the people that drill the pipe, and they told me they can lay 30,000 foot of pipe and hit it within 10 foot of their target.
Well, that's what they tell you. But you don't know if they're lying.
Well, what do you mean lying? Why would they lie?
Because they're trying to be big shots.
look.
Oh, I know. I've worked drilling jobs.
I don't doubt what the man is saying. You know,
jobs where they'll lay 30,000 foot of pipe in the hole. Now they're not going straight down with
have
it.
Have you ever heard? Okay.
That's not impossible.
Have you ever heard of Pipe Laying Dan, hell of a man? Have you ever heard of Pipe Laying Dan, hell of a man? Ever heard of him?
Come back.
I said, have you ever heard of Pipe Laying Dan, hell of a man?
Phil Hendry.
Huh?
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show at 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Raj Fineen about the BP oil leak. Mr. Fineen, an engineer, a consultant, and a man who's worked in the area of oil exploration, oil development. At least that's what your resume says.
My resume says... Let me tell you something.
Well, I don't mean to question that, but you've been talking about how Arabs are better at drilling oil.
Hold on for a minute. Let me tell you something.
All right.
Number one, the man called, he said that a Western man, he teach Arab how to drill. Well, this might be true, this might not be true, but one thing I know is true. Today... in the Middle East, Arab workers pull out of the sand of the Middle East the world energy supply. This is Arab man. The Arab man pull out of the sand of the Middle East the world energy supply. And this is the Arab man that is drilling and the Arab man that is working these oil fields. Now, in America, and you listen to America, these are the hayseeds and so forth, you know.
And what do you mean hayseeds? What are you talking about? You know, you can talk all you want about the working class.
No, the thing I say is that America is not prepared to overtake the Middle East in oil production. You're not with the redneck and... and a hayseed, you know.
Whoa! Hold on for a minute. You're saying your two things here.
No, but are you denying this?
No, I'm not going to argue with you that America. I won't argue with you. You're right. America's not going to take over oil production for the world. We don't have enough oil. We're not going to be producing oil. We know that.
Exactly. So why are you on this fool's errand? You know, you talk about drilling for oil to be energy self-sufficient.
Because they're not talking about oil. They're talking about other things.
Look, let me tell you this. These bastards, they're going to tell you America is going to be energy self-sufficient. Okay. Big deal. You know, when do you think this is going to happen?
When is what going to happen?
When do you think America is going to be a self-sufficient, energy self-sufficient?
I don't know.
Let me clue you in, okay? Let me tell you a secret, you know, like the man said. This is going to be a long GD time, you know, before you energy self-sufficient. Now, Arab man is pulling oil out of the ground. You're not going to get a bunch of hayseed.
What is it with you and the hayseed thing, okay? I will give you that Arab guys are pulling the oil out of the ground in the Middle East.
Okay.
And I'll give you that, yeah, the Middle East is the energy supplier of the world. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll grant you all of that stuff, all right? But this idea... that America is on a fool's errand, drilling oil from its own. I mean, can't you cats even give us enough dignity to say, hey, well, at least you guys are drilling the oil in your own turf, okay?
Well, look at BP, that's not America. The last I checked, it's called British Petroleum.
Wow.
Oh, you know what I mean, okay?
All right, but let's be clear.
British Petroleum, Shell, Standard, all those companies.
Look, BP drilled the deepest well ever. And it's Tiber Field, a U.S. Gulf, at a depth of more than 34,000 feet. This was in September of 2009.
What was that? That was the deepest well ever?
Yes, BP. Now, this man that you had on, this hayseed you have on, said it is in the Atlantic.
Would you stop calling people hayseeds, all right?
I'm not. Why not?
Because it's offensive.
Well, Mr. Hendry, what I'm saying to you is, Arab man is pulling the oil out of the ground... I don't see you guys breaking any world records. Well, okay.
Yeah. All right, so the guy, so BP pulled, you know, because I don't understand your whole point about hayseeds.
Because this guy says to me, Arabs don't drill oil good. We drill oil better than hayseed. Okay? Now, let me say...
Look, at someday, if America becomes energy self-sufficient, all right...
And, you say, if America, if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass so much, would he? Would he?
No, he wouldn't.
All right. It's beyond the technology of America to become the number one oil producer in the world. It's beyond the technology of America.
It's not beyond America's technology. If we had the amount of oil...
Okay, yeah. If a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass so much, right?
You know, you've already said that.
Then why don't you listen?
You already said that.
Then listen. If America had enough oil, you know, and pigs could fly, but it don't. So you have to become energy self-sufficient. How are you going to do this?
I don't know.
Ah, give the man a cigar. You don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of different things people are talking about.
Like wind power? You're going to drive around in a car with a windmill? Holy
I don't know. All I'm telling you is that before that happens, the United States cannot continue to buy oil from your part of the world at these prices.
What price? Everything we sell is fair price.
Bull crap.
Bull crap? Let me tell you something. You stop buying oil from Middle East, and you start to buy oil only from America, and the price won't go down one red nickel. Not one. Not one.
Well,
I'm telling you, my friend, you live your life dreaming the dream, you know? If my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle. But he don't.
All right, well, so what's the answer then?
The answer is to quit fooling around in the Gulf of Mexico with your thumb up your you-know-what and get down to buying and shipping safely edible oil. You know?
Yeah.
Emirate oil, Saudi oil, the way it's drilled safely and shipped safely. Otherwise, you look like a horse's ass.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what? You say you know what I mean, but you walk around looking like a horse's ass at the end of the day. That's the only thing I try to say.
All right, Raj Fareen. Raj, thanks very much. We need to take a break.
But you know what I mean, right?
Whatever you're saying to me, man, is we should be buying Arab oil and give up drilling for oil.
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you very much for at least covering some of these questions for us and also for straightening out the deepest well, 35,000 feet, and it is in the Gulf, huh?
Yeah, it's in the Gulf. Big deal.
Thank you very much.
Well, all right, but you understand that if you got America oil, you're not going to pay a nickel less.
I understand. We're going to get screwed by our own people. Thanks. So the deepest well, according to Raj, 35,000 feet in the Tiber Field in the U.S. Gulf. And that was drilled in September of 2009. So that's wild, man. That's 35,000 feet. That's twice the depth of this rig that blew up. 877-876-PHIL, the 9 worst chain restaurant meals in the chain restaurant meets in the U.S. coming up next on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
At our website, philhenryshow.com, so check it out and look at live streaming video, as well as listen to the live streaming audio there from our site. Now, a couple of things I wanted to just talk about here before we collapse for the night.
Yeah, do that one there.
This one here? Yeah, cops furious at Don't Kill Bill I wanted to talk about these. What do you mean, do that one there? I thought you wanted me to. Here it is. I thought you wanted this.
Yeah, but I want to. Yeah, oh, yeah, I want to do that, too.
This is the 9 worst chain food dishes in America. I think I'd rather do this.
Yeah, I'll do that one, but I'll throw that one on the cop.
Well, what do you want me to. The cop one is so ridiculous. It's so out of this world. It's so goofy. It's so utterly. I don't know what you call it. Only somebody. Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody who's got more information than I do. Here's this bill. They want to introduce a legislative. It's a proposal, a legislative proposal. And maybe this is just a lazy reporter who was looking for something to report. City cops, that is New York City cops, are livid over a legislative proposal that could handcuff officers involved in life and death confrontations. This is in New York, requiring them to shoot gun-wielding suspects in the arm or the leg. The minimum force bill, which surfaced in the New York Assembly last week, seeks to amend the state penal code's justification clause that allows an officer the right to kill a suspect if he feels his life or someone else's is in imminent danger. The bill, drafted in the wake of Sean Bell's controversial police shooting death, would force officers to use their weapons with the intent to stop rather than kill a suspect. They would be mandated to shoot a suspect in the arm or the leg. Under present New York NYPD training, cops are taught to shoot at the center of their target. In other words, they're going to stop the individual with deadly force because the guy's got a gun! Cow!
Man, I don't think it's the same thing except about Sean Bell.
That's more. The Sean Bell shooting and all of them has to do with the quality of the cop, not the quality of the tactic that they're using. It's the cop. It's like the same argument, man. These people, God, these people. It's the same argument that you apply to guns themselves. It is not the gun. It is the individual. It is not the tactic. It's the individual that is using that tactic. You can't ask a cop to start playing like it's cops and robbers in the backyard. Okay, I got you on the elbow. You want to kill cops? You go right ahead and you push this law through. Now you're going to have an officer. Oh, I better shoot at the arm. Meanwhile, this guy's drawn down on him and he just popped his ass. He's dead. One dead cop. Thanks very much, New York State Assembly. Good job. Good job. Why? Because some officious little bastard. Oh, man.
Sound like Raj right there.
I don't sound like, give me that Raj bullcrap. The bill drafted in the wake of Sean Bell's controversial police shooting. What is, who's on the phone?
You guys back.
Yeah?
No. You know, you don't get away with this bastard.
Would you hang up on that guy?
Well, he said you used it.
Used what? The word bastard?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He don't have a copyright on it. I'm afraid to tell you guys that. Wow.
Well, don't. No, not wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow. These are split-second spontaneous events, and if officers have to make a full assessment in a fraction of a second, said an angry Michael Palladino, president of the Detectives Endowment Association. The hell kind of a name of an organization is that? I fully respect and admire you guys, don't get me wrong, but Detectives Endowment Association? I guess that might be for, what is that?
Because they're endowed.
Yeah. Because they're endowed, huh? It's not realistic. It exists only in cartoons. Damn right. It's moronic and would create two sets of rules in the streets if there's a gunfight. This legislation would require officers to literally shoot the gun out of someone's hand or shoot to wound them in the leg or arm. I don't know of any criminal who doesn't shoot to kill. They are not bound by any restrictions. Who's the dumbass that came up with this? Here we go. Sponsored by Brooklyn Assembly members Annette Robinson of Bedford-Stuyvesant and Daryl Towns of East New York, the bill came up at the Assembly Codes Committee but was held for further consideration rather than killed or put to vote before the full Assembly so that they could, you know, not vote on it because it's such a piece of turd, but at the same time have respect for the people that sponsored it because they don't want to get them pissed at them. They did not. They did not immediately comment. Assemblyman Joseph Lentahl, the Codes Committee chair for the Fort Greene and Williamsburg area, said the bill is well-intentioned, but that the language may need changing. You think? A police officer or peace officer uses such force with the intent to stop rather than kill and uses only the minimum amount of force necessary. You know, I got to tell you something. This argument about force, we're an unbelievable people because we're becoming more unrealistic and more unrealistic with the passing of every day. You know, they say that in life, as we advance, as we become more technological, then invention improves at a more rapid pace. Well, I think it's true as well of people and their expectations. As we are able to fill the needs of people, the expectations become even more unrealistic. As we are able to, for instance, land people on the moon, as we're able to, for instance, destroy a cancer cell with a laser beam, as we're able to operate on someone's knee and have them walk out of the hospital the same day they walked in, unlike, you know, in years past, as we're able to do all of these amazing things, mankind's expectations get even kookier and kookier.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, Bud, is now all of a sudden, and this may have to do with, this may well have to do with TV, I don't know. Now all of a sudden, we think that cops can shoot somebody so that they're just injured, right? Now, we don't want them to use tasers. God forbid they should use the taser, because if they use a taser, why, somebody may have a heart attack. Now, you realize the taser was developed because the usual methods of restraining a suspect proved to be, in some instances, fatal. The chokehold was one. The use of the PR-24, these billy sticks. Yeah, guys were getting injured. Oh, goodness gracious, how can we possibly stop this from happening? How do you get a suspect to comply? How do you get an individual to comply when they say, no, I'm not going to do that? This became an increasing problem. Well, do you grab them and wheel them around? We forget, you see, because we're not very educated. We're you know, as a people, let's face it, we're not really all that much interested in anything other than ourselves. So when these problems keep coming up, even though they're the same problem over and over and over and over and over again, we keep wanting to apply the same solution, not remembering that that was the solution that we were applying that got us to use the taser. Now, what do you want him to do? Well, I don't think he should use it. Well, what should he do? You can grab the person. Do you understand that grabbing the person was the reason why we decided to use the taser in the first place? Why is that? Because when you grab the person, why, they start to break bones. They may strangle by accident. They may choke. They may do a hole. They may just wind up choking something. So now we have a taser, and we use a taser. Well, that isn't any good either. Oh, why? Because that's not. Maybe what we ought to do is just beat him to death with pillows. I don't know what you want me to do. Well, I think maybe what we should do is just, you know, she's an old lady. She doesn't need this, that, and something else. Okay. Well, I think, I personally, my favorite, I love the taser.
Yeah, I know you like to see old ladies get tased and everything.
Actually, I do.
Why?
I like seeing old ladies get tased because that teaches me that our police are indeed applying the law and they are applying their enforcement technique across the board. That there's no favors, no favorites being played here.
Yeah, but man, an old lady.
I don't give a damn. I'm happy to see an old lady tased. In fact, if the officer doesn't really know the individual he's dealing with, he doesn't know the medical history of the person, all he knows is he's having a problem with this individual complying, and he needs for that person to comply. I don't even care if the person's autistic that he tases.
Oh, man, that's like a kid yesterday.
I don't give a damn. I'm not going to sit there and start judging a cop who's in the middle of trying to do his job. I don't think the guy is supposed to hold on for just a second while I get your medical history, sir, so that if I tase you and you die of a heart attack, why, then they can all send me off to prison and maybe even the gas chamber because I'll deserve it. So you just hold on right there. Oh, you mean you're not going to hold on? You mean you're going to run away? Yeah. Oh, okay. So I love it. I love it. I love to hear about it. I love to read about it. When old bags get tased. In fact, that's going to be the title, or it was going to be the title of a book that I was writing.
What?
When old bags get tased.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, what do you mean it sounds pretty good? Anyway, so that was the beginning of that. And when the taser was no longer any good, now we start to second guess. And now, of course, shooting some cat, that ain't any good either because, well, hell, he might die. Right, well, he might die. Well, but why should he die? Well, because he had a gun and he was shooting at me. Well. So this is the conversation we're having as a society. Fortunately, I don't think that the human race is as lost as, you know, we think. I think people are basically.
But you think, like, most people agree with you or something?
Yes, I do.
Well, you don't think they agree with you tasing an old lady?
Yeah. See,
I'm not saying they agree with me tasing an old lady. I'm saying that most people do agree that cops have got far too many restrictions on them. They got far too many people breathing down their necks. Because a couple of rotten, stinking cops get away with something, every cop gets penalized, and the next thing you know, these guys are out there pretending they're playing tag, shooting a guy in the arm.
You could do that, because I did it one time at a truck stop.
I saw you at that truck stop. You mean that pistol game?
Yeah.
Are you crazy or something, man? You think that's real?
Well, I winged that guy, though.
You might have winged some guy in a video game at a truck stop, man. It's not the same thing. All right, look, we got to get out of here, okay?
You want to pour that out?
Don't pour my coffee out, man. No. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow night. Same time, same place, same station, same everything. Check our affiliate list on our website for affiliates in your area. Don't forget our number, Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com. Our show produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Phil Hendry Show, later.
Phil Hendry.